Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless? Well, buckle up, because we're about to dive deep into the heart of this ancient philosophy, and trust me, it's way more vibrant and relatable than you might think. Today's topic is something we all crave. A sense of purpose and meaning in our lives. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like there's this giant question mark hanging over your head, whispering, what's it all about? You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, staring at the endless road ahead, and wonder if there's a bigger picture, something more fulfilling waiting for you out there? That's what we're tackling today, folks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that sense of purpose and meaning. First up, embrace the power of memento mori. Remember that you're mortal. Sounds a little morbid, right? But hear me out. Understanding our finite nature can actually be incredibly empowering. It forces us to prioritize what truly matters, because we know time is precious. Think about it, if you had only 1 year left, would you spend it scrolling through social media or chasing after goals that bring you joy? Memento mori helps us live with intention and focus on the experiences that enrich our lives. Second, find your virtue practice. Stoicism isn't just about being emotionless, it's about cultivating virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These aren't abstract concepts, they're practices we can actively engage in every day. So, how do you practice them? By making conscious choices that align with these values. Want to be more courageous? Step outside your comfort zone. Want to be wiser? Seek out knowledge and learn from others' experiences. Third, focus on what you can control. This is a cornerstone of Stoicism. We can't control everything that happens to us, the weather, other people's actions, traffic jams, or. But we can control our reactions to those things. When you find yourself feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what can I actually do about this situation? Focusing on what's within your power can bring a sense of calm and empowerment. Fourth, seek meaning in the mundane. Meaning doesn't have to come from grand achievements or life-changing events. You can find purpose in the everyday moments of meaningful conversation with a friend, helping someone in need, savoring a delicious meal, taking a walk in nature. These small acts of kindness and appreciation can add up to a rich and fulfilling life. And lastly, remember your impact. Even if your day-to-day tasks seem ordinary, remember that you have the power to make a difference. A kind word, a helping hand, a genuine smile, these seemingly small gestures can ripple outwards and create positive change in the world. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who feels stuck in her job, going through the motions day after day. She's convinced there's nothing more to life than this endless cycle of work and sleep. But one day, she decides to embrace the Stoic principles we just talked about. She starts practicing gratitude by appreciating the small things, a beautiful sunrise, a good cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a coworker. She focuses on what she can control, her attitude, her effort, her willingness to learn new skills. And slowly but surely, Sarah begins to find meaning in her work again. She sees the impact she has on her colleagues, the value she brings to her company. She starts making small changes, suggesting new ideas, volunteering for projects that challenge her. This is what it's all about, folks. Taking those Stoic principles and applying them to your everyday life. Finding meaning in the mundane, focusing on what you can control, and remembering that even seemingly insignificant actions can make a difference. So, my friends, let's recap. Cultivating a sense of purpose and meaning is about embracing our mortality, practicing virtues, focusing on what we can control, finding joy in the ordinary, and remembering our impact on the world. It's an ongoing journey, not a destination, but one filled with incredible possibilities. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you cultivate a sense of purpose and meaning in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep on seeking that meaning in life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.